this may be my last entry. I've known since 06 that there was a good chance I would be die here, but I figured it would be when I ran out of food. I didn't think it would be this early. I'm about to fire up the hydrogen. While mission was designed knowing that anything might need maintenance, so I have plenty of tools, even in a spacesuit. I was able to pry the excess panels off the MDV and get at the 6 hydrogen tank. I set them in the shadow of a rover to keep them from heating up too much. There's more shade and a cooler temperature near her hub. But if they are going to blow up, they can blow up a rover, not my house. Then I pried out a reaction chamber. It took some work and I cracked the damn things in half. But I got it out. Lucky for me, I don't need a proper fuel reaction. In fact, I really, super duper, don't want a proper fuel reaction. I brought all the hydrogen and the reaction chamber in. I briefly considered only having one tank in at a time to reduce risk. But some back of the napkin math told me even one tank was enough to blow the whole hab up, so why not bring them all in? The tanks has manual vent valves. I'm not 100% sure what they are for. Certainly, we were never expected to use them. I think they were there to release pressure during the mini quality checks, done during construction and before firing. Whatever the reason, I have valves to work with. All it takes is a wrench. I liberated a spare water hose from the water reclaimer. With some thread torn up of a uniform, I attach it to the valve output. Hydrogen is a liquid, so all I have to do is lead it to the reaction chamber. Meanwhile, the MAV fuel plant is still working. I've already brought in one tank of carbon dioxide, vented, and returned it for refilling. So there's no more excuses. It's time to start making water. If you find the cherry remains of the hab, it means I did something wrong. I've been copying this log over to both rovers, so it's more likely that it will survive. Here goes nothing. Peace.